Hello, all you Fong Pollies and LaRousse Fire Clouds. It's time to bring your beauty and bring your family, because we're mod-tracking everybody up in here. It's time for another edition of Sample Central, episode 013. This time, it's a magical two-part version of What Makes This Track Tick. That'd be 002 of that. While I may have spoke at exhaustive and possibly boring length about Second Reality last time around, we technically had two tracks to look at, and a 16-minute song to end with that of course I looped and stretched to fit. Now this time we're going to take a look at two separate monoliths of the PC demo scene. Both of these demos had both versions of the song from the demo and another version as a standalone song, so we'll play both of them for you in this episode, so we got plenty of stuff to fill this whole thing. So let's get into this. First, we're going to start out with the favorite of my buddy and antsy art scene legend, The Night. And that's the soundtrack to the 1995 demo by Complex called Dope. Back when I first kind of poked my head back around in the art scene and demo scene, was hanging out on IRC, I guess technically Discord, talking to The Night. And just kind of catching up on old school scene trivia and shooting the breeze about all the old cool stuff we dug. And he relayed me a story about how they managed to kill a car battery after playing that song over and over and over until it died. And I guess they got stuck. So this song always reminds me of The Night now. So I'd have to say that besides Second Reality, and by extension, Unreal, I believe, Dope was the second demo that I ever saw on my buddy's computer way back in the end of 1995. That, and coupled with the idea that I can make music of my own on a computer, is what sent me down the path of wanting to build my own computer and get in on this magical world. It didn't hurt that I could also play games like Doom or Wolfenstein that I'd already played at friends' houses or even at my mom's ancient 386. But now I definitely wanted a computer of my own. Dope won first place at The Gathering in 1995. The soundtrack was by Yugi. I hope I pronounced that right. Yugi. Let's go with Yugi. It was often found online as simply dope.mod. But the title of the original track was called Onward Ride. The demo version is what is commonly found online as dope.mod, while there is also a final version named onward.xm. There's a really great write-up about this song that I stumbled upon in my search for the original file, and it's a blog post on supersole.net. It's super S-O-L-E, like a sole of your shoe, at supersole.net/blog/post/70-onward-jugi. If you want to read it all for yourself, I do reference some of that text that I've written here. So thanks to the author of that blog post for providing us for some more info. He also especially mentions another version of Onward in parentheses with the popcorn. Apparently was disqualified from Assembly 2004 as it was a remix, not an original song. So there's a ton of remakes and remixes of this tune out there, so if you really feel like digging into that, go ahead. But we're going to focus on the original versions of Onward Ride here. The original dope.mod is 950 kilobytes, uses all of 28 channels, and contains 70 patterns and 23 samples. So it starts with the ethereal chords and a little bit of a melody before a quickly beat builds into the meat of the song, where we're first introduced to the most memorable feature, and that is the bass line that carries pretty much the entire song. So let's look at that bass line for a second. we scroll on over to channel 15 in the song and go ahead and solo that. So I say bass line, it's not necessarily like a bass sample. It's just kind of a low-tuned synth. It's got a little distortion on it, if I remember right. But it's kind of used in the low octave there, so it pretty much kind of is the main bass line of the song. There's some other stuff that carries the low end too, but I'd say it's definitely mostly that. So if I go to that pattern, take a look at 15, what you have going on is you've got the initial note playing, it's an A, and quickly switching the volume on and off and the octave up and down with a little bit of a portamento on there. Actually, pretty stiff portamento. And that is what gives it that kind of slidey, warbly sound in between the notes. There's a little bit of a tremolo on there as well. Set pretty at a pretty high speed. Real, real low. 01 and 02. So it gives you that combined effect of that really catchy bass line. So if we continue the song from there, you have another bass line underneath that. Channel 11. But both of them panned right. So together they kind of make up that bass line. You've got all the other chords going on between channels 2 and 10. There you go. Go all the way over to channel 1. Get that main drum loop. There's a bunch of different tiny little kind of individual drum loop samples that are played in succession to actually give it that extended groove that it does have. And we have some other drums hanging way out. Channels 22, 23, 24. Some cymbals and a snare going on. So there you go. So yes, the bass line is continuing. It does change keys a few times, or I shouldn't say keys, changes with the chords of the song. You got these great stabs here that are echoed. So three channels playing the chords, another three channels echoing it. That's why you get that really big channel count in this song, all the way up to 28 channels. More cymbals playing over there. So that's the kind of beauty of this song. There's just a few fundamental parts that really just drive this entire song. You have the bass line. You've got those chord stabs. You've got the drums. Not a lot of changes there. All the changes really come from these chords and everything playing in the background. It really sets the entire flow and almost melody of the song. Which is really great. Just a really beautiful progression. And then you have the actual melody. I was missing a channel there, sorry. And then we're in a little breakdown here. Fun fact, if you listen to the drum loop, can't really tell here. But he likely used a common tracker trick where you can highlight a whole bunch of patterns or a bunch of channels and transpose them up and down. So normally that drum loop was playing on note F, and now it's at F sharp. So he's like, hey, I want to change the key of everything. I want this part to modulate up. I'm just going to highlight it, transpose it up. So now that beat match isn't quite perfect. Now that it's back down to F, it's a lot tighter. Either he didn't notice, or maybe just didn't care. He's like, hey, it's not beat matching perfect. Hey, I don't care. I don't want to have to go back and fix every single row of that. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Melody comes back in. Obviously, that lead part is echoed on a couple of channels. And then it continues on from there. So yeah, not a super busy tune. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of layers. You've got all these really great chords. You've got those extra chord stabs. You've got some layered bass lines going, and then you've got the melody that comes in. It modulates up and down, and that's it. But it's so beautifully done, and it's so catchy. And yeah, I think that's why we still love this music to this day, and why these songs and these demos endure. It's because of just that memorable, memorable music. So there you go. So I guess we'll go ahead and we'll play that in full. And then I'll play the other version of Onward right after that. So we can go ahead and see the difference. So once again, here's the demo version of Dope.mod, also known as Onward Ride by Joogie, from the first place PC demo winner from The Gathering 1995. It's Dope by Complex. So there he had the full-on demo version of Onward by Jugi from Dope by Complex. Then we'll go ahead and play the final version, Onward.xm. It's a little more concise version. It's not trying to fit in a bunch of demo effects. It's just a good, catchy tune. Cuts out all the fat. So let's go ahead and play that for you now. Check it out. So what can we take away from that? What's the difference there? I think pretty obviously, if you're paying attention, there's some really big panning changes there. You've got all of the drums and a lot more things right up the middle with less stuff hard panned from side to side. You've got the lack of the intro, and you've got a completely different outro where it does some pretty cool chord changes and kind of puts a nice little cherry on top of the tune there. So, yeah, I hope that was entertaining. So, let's move on to our next installment here. And, well, coming up next, what I'm going to go ahead and call What Makes This Track Tick 003, even though this is really just the same episode, it's kind of another version of that part of the show. So let's go ahead and call it something different. What the hell? We can do what we want. It's our show. So this is from another classic demo from 1995. And that is Stars, Wonders of the World by Noon, as in N-O-O-O-N. And this is, of course, the music from Stars by Noon. It was made by Gru of, at the time, in CNCD. What's probably not as well known is it's an edit of a compo tune from Assembly 1995, wherein the demo itself plays first at Assembly 95 in the PC demo category. It's probably best known for its staccato and almost glitchy-sounding slap bass samples. I know that's what originally made me fall in love with it from the first listen, being a bass player myself, but the portion best known and featured in the demo is only the first half of the original song. So we'll go ahead and feature both here, just like we did with the music from Dope, but I'm going to talk in depth about the demo version, of course, because that's the one, you know, we all kind of know best, I think. While the original song is just over 4 minutes, the demo itself is over 6 minutes, so there was a significant amount of changes between the two versions of the song. The demo version includes a completely new intro to usher in the demo and fit in the opening credits and such. While I was unable to locate the original mod from the demo as it's packed away in the executable, and I don't have the skill or patience to go about ripping it myself, I have here a ripped and converted .S3M version from back in 1995, which I believe is the same version that I had back in my collection back in the day. It was ripped by PageFault of GPF and included both parts 1 and 2, as apparently the original demo included two 16-channel mods, which is mentioned in the original sample text included by Gru, and we quote. So this is part one, and the second part should begin right away after this one, so no break between them. Hopefully everything works. As a comment on a YouTube capture of the original compo tune, Oola.xm, posted by Slash, Gru goes on to say, "I am terribly sorry for that slap bass solo. Please don't ever apologize like that, Gru. It's what we love best about that tune." You have nothing to apologize for. That bass solo rules. So, I thought there was a fun little bit of trivia about this tune, as I swear I remember one of the guitar samples used in this song being an actual sampled hit from the track Master of Puppets by Metallica. But going and listening to the samples again now in preparation, I'm not quite so sure about that. But I did think I recognized one of the other guitar samples that I didn't quite realize. So if we go and look at the samples here, let's see which number was that. So I think that's the one I used to think was a hit from Metallica. Like that opening note from Master of Puppets, but I don't think it is. Maybe I'm wrong. But there's another one. If I can remember which sample that is. No, there's the basses. Where's the other freaking guitar? You get that little drum and guitar hit there. It's looped. What I think that is Oh, damn. I can't remember the name of the actual track from Ministry off the Psalm 69 album. I believe that's what that sample is. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what it sounds like to me. Especially since I did a Gabba remix of that tune not too long ago. So, yeah. Obviously, this song is well known for those crazy, crazy bass samples. Not all those. These guys. Which are just out of control. So let's just pop through the tune real quick here and try and highlight some of these awesome parts. So, of course, we got the intro that starts everything off. Get some credits going. Now we have established a groove. And then that ridiculous bass line. Let's go back to that. I think it's worth noting that this part of the tune, if I'm counting this right and looking at the pattern length, it's actually in 3/4. Which is obviously not so typical. A lot of track music, everything's kind of in 4/4. It's easier just to leave it that way. But it clearly had a vision here. But hey, I got this cool beat. We're going 3/4 with it. So here's another crazy bass line. And then we get this lead. Four channels. Meanwhile, the bass is still rocking the hell out. I know this is worth me mentioning publicly as such, but there was quite a while there that I was seriously considering doing a live bass cover of this, either at a demo party or just as like a wild video or even putting it up on YouTube. And I had it about 90% down. I didn't quite have all the skills I needed at the time to really nail it. But I later did, but These days, I'm so freaking out of practice, and I haven't played bass in years. But, man, it'd be a lot of work to try that again. But yeah, maybe someday it might be worth doing. Once I got double thumping down, being able to play up and down with my thumb, it was doable. So, yeah, maybe someday. This whole time, song's still in 3/4. Get a cool organ in the background there. Where's the beginning of that? So the bass played probably an octave up there. Kind of almost makes it sound like a guitar a little bit. So again, this is kind of another tune that is just like the sum of its parts. You just get that amazing bass line. You get all those little kind of groovy changes, the little fills, the solo. Really just really, really quirky samples playing the lead and just a great groove all around, man. So, I mean, it's just, it's night and day the difference between the original song and this, but I think they recognized they had something really cool with this part of the song with that bass groove and everything else that they just expanded it to fit the entire demo. I can't imagine this demo being with any different music. Yes, it has some great effects. Yes, it has some really stylish art. But like a lot of these demos that we feature and a lot of the demos that probably you and I both still remember and revere to this day, it's because of these soundtracks. So I this demo would never have been the same with different music. And we can thank Gru for that. So don't apologize for those bass solos, man. They're awesome. So yeah, I honestly don't know how much more I can really dig into this tune because it really speaks for itself. So let's go ahead and take a few minutes and we'll play both of these versions. And in the meantime, see if there's anything else we can really talk about them. Yeah, so there you go. Rock on. So let's go ahead and play this here module. This version is in ScreamTracker format from ScreamTracker 3.20, as this was a conversion. It's stars muse.s3m, stars muse.s3m. It's about 550 kilobytes, 16 channels. The soundtrack from Stars, Wonders of the World by Noon, the first place PC demo at Assembly 1995. So you can really see the comparison between, I guess you could call the original tune that was intended for the music compo and what was edited and made to fit the demo. Let's go ahead and play the original Oolah.xm. That's OOLAH.xm, which is obviously a Fast Tracker 2 module, 16 channels. About 975 kilobytes on this one. So not sure why the size difference. Maybe because this has a lot more stuff going on. A lot more different parts of the song. So maybe more samples. I honestly didn't really look at it that closely. I was more focused on the original demo version that I'm more familiar with. But I think it's just kind of a neat look at some of these classic scene songs in that maybe, you know, people are familiar with the demo, but maybe they are not familiar that these were also songs in their own right that were either edited or changed to fit the demo or maybe expanded upon later to be its own song separately, like in the case of Onward. But I think it's just a really neat, kind of deep part of the scene history that maybe not a lot of people are familiar with. Maybe the handful of people that were at the party, maybe people that were paying attention and downloading music at that time know about it. But honestly, I'm not even sure I was familiar that the fact that there's another version of the music from Stars. I was pretty familiar of the final version of Onward and even some of the remixes through the years. But I honestly can't remember if I remember this one or not. But I do remember the song name, and I remember the file name, so maybe I did see both. But, yeah, whatever. That's neither here nor there. So, yeah, let's go ahead and play this tune. This is the compo version of Oolah.xm from Assembly 95, which I wish I would have gone and checked the results and see if and where it placed. But I didn't think to do that before I hit record, so here we are. But, yeah, let's go ahead and spin this tune. And yeah, check out the huge differences. It's really, really quite interesting. Oolah.xm. So yeah, quite a few differences on that guy there, isn't there? There's a whole lot more going on in that tune. So there you go. There's a couple of really great classic demo tunes that, yeah, I honestly don't know how to dig into those any better than I already have. So I'm going to take the last few minutes and mention some news and greets and such. I really want to make mention of something I stumbled upon when rejoining Twitter recently. So shameless self-plug, follow me on Twitter at Cranksy1. You know, I didn't get to pick it. It just gave me it. I didn't even get a choice. What the hell? So check me out there for all your scene-related updates and what I'm up to and what I'm releasing and when Sample Central gets updated. So when I rejoined Twitter, one of the first people I found and started following is the prolific and legendary scene musician Little Bitchard. While sadly I'm not familiar with any of his tracked works, if they happen to exist, I'm a big fan of a lot of his work and various classic and highly favored demos. Well, he's just released the first installment of those classic tunes in a compilation called Decades Volume 1, My 20 Plus Years Journey into Demo Scene Electronica. Probably the best way to find it, besides searching your usual streaming platform of choice, is to punch in the URL push.fm/link/decades1. There are two more volumes to come soon, and probably best just to follow him on Twitter for those updates as they come. If you're a vinyl geek like me, you might be interested in the poll that he started to gauge interest, most likely due to my personally asking him if there was going to be any physical release of these, especially vinyl. So check out his Twitter feed to find that poll if you're as interested as I am. So this is a really great collection of his past demo scene works, and I was dumbfounded as to how many of these I was already familiar with, as well as how many I was not. And the playlists for the upcoming versions are just as promising. Some really great, awesome demos from Coolers and everyone he's ever worked with. This is only just volume one, and it's a really great listen, and it's neat just to see all of his great work compiled in one place and getting a proper release. Get him, you know, the few fractions of a cent that he's going to get streaming these for all his years of scene love, and, you know, give him a few listens. I doubt you'd regret it. I would also like you to give a look-see at the latest Mystigree Art Pack, or Mystigris, as some people call it. It's pronounced Mystigree. It marks the 25th anniversary of Mystigree. Pretty monumental moment for an art group to still be releasing, even giving some breaks along the way, but that many years later? It comprises of work some veterans and noobs alike, showing that you're never too young to get into retro computer art and never too old to keep doing it, or in some cases to finally pick it up. So on the subject of art releases, keep an eye out in the coming weeks for Legacy Crew's debut release out December 8th, comprising of ANSI and ASCII and hell, even some Petsky scene legends and veterans, as well as a handful of young new artists. It'll be very likely worth your attention. For this and all of your art pack releases, head on over to 16 Colors. That's 16colo.rs. And also, finally, greets to The Night, Smooth, Cthulhu, and all the others on Pound 16C and Arachnet. Cheers to Stack Fault and Meat Lotion for putting these here shows online for you all to enjoy. Check out their BBSs and give them some love. And give my cat Jack some love, because apparently he really needs some right now. He's yelling at me. But, yeah. Stack Fault and Meat Lotion, go check out these guys' BBSs and give them some love. Point your Telnet client on over to Stack Fault's BBS, The Bottomless Abyss, at bbs.bottomlessabyss.net, port 2023. 2023, and Meat Lotion's BBS, The Quantum Wormhole, at bbs.erb.pw. So, thank you guys for hanging out with me once again. keep watching your usual places over at Arachnet Radio and over at the website at erb.pw/sample central, I think, /cranky/sample central. Those guys are kind enough to keep mirroring these for me. I may look into doing a mirror of my own so I can get them online quicker to you guys. So those of you that are thirsty for this, so as soon as I'm done with them, I can upload them there and give you the direct link and you can go ahead and download them. So I may look into some options for that in the near future to get them all online for myself. So, yeah, thank you guys so much. This cat is freaking out. I gotta go play with him. So thank you for listening. Keep on tracking. I'm your buddy Cranky, and you've been listening to Sample Central. Number 013. Sample Central!